Timmins Council is back in action tonight. The small agenda includes an update on Connecting Link in the coming years and a couple of items on the budget. Here are some items of note. A new phased plan for Connecting Link work is being proposed starting in 2022. Work on Algonquin Boulevard from Thériault to Brunette would be fast-tracked over the next 2 to 3 years to allow for multi-year contracts to combine segments. The presentation also suggests splitting the work on Highway 101 from Crawford to the Porcupine Bridge into 2 segments and moving it up to 2025-26 to allow for a new 300mm distribution water main that is critical to the water supply. In 2026, the city would aim to start work on multiple projects per year to complete the connecting link by 2033. The presentation also includes recommended detour routes for the downtown sections. The full presentation is available here. After Count Joe Campbell's resolution for a more transparent budget process was defeated at the last council meeting, a report on the item is back this week. Tonight's meeting includes an 11-page report from the Schumacher councillor outlining his reasoning for pushing for a budget schedule that includes detailed information available to the public and individual groups presenting in person at a dedicated public budget meeting. This was the practice until 2 years ago when the procedure was changed. Reverting back would give the residents an opportunity to be engaged and develop a level of trust in the process that does not exist now, reads Campbell's report. He wrote the current process as an affront to the residents. Read the full report here. The Timmins Chamber of Commerce is talking about its business confidence report and outlining its priorities for the upcoming city budget. The report is based on feedback from local businesses and identifies areas to monitor as well as next steps. It can be read here. None of these items have been approved. Timmins Council meets tonight at 6 p.m. in Council Chambers at City Hall. You can watch the meeting online here. The full agenda is available here.